أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين السلام عليكم dear friends of the Ahlul Bayt السلام عليكم dear lovers and supporters of the Ahlul Bayt Peace and blessings be upon you dear mu'mineen happy at the happiness of the Ahlul Bayt Peace and salutations be upon you, dear mu'mineen, sad at the sadness of the Ahlul Bayt. O dear believers in the Ahlul Bayt, O dear sons and daughters of the Ahlul Bayt, Assalamu alaikum to you and all, and welcome to SOQ's Thursday night programs in Qom. By the grace and blessings of Allah, we are blessed tonight to be commemorating and mourning the martyrdoms of both Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. Peace and blessings upon them both. And so along these lines, I have a very profound and beautiful quote from Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he speaks about Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the esteemed leader, he says that Imam Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam used all the permissible and possible means in creating a Shia organization. Imam al-Baqir used all the permissible and possible means in creating a Shia organization, a powerful and all-encompassing institution. And he further says that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, his educating and nurturing individuals to be his deputies and to be his representatives who would follow up on his endeavors. His educating and nurturing various deputies and representatives in order to follow up on his endeavors, in order to continue his propagation, and in order to take his divine teachings upon their shoulders. This was this all-powerful and all-encompassing institution. This was, in the words of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, this was Imam al-Baqir's underground institution. This was Imam al-Baqir's underground institution. And this institution of Imam al-Baqir had been started from before his imamat, but during his time, it gained a new fervor, a new strength, and a new life. This, which was very dangerous for the enemies of Islam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, dear friends, we are tonight commemorating the martyrdoms of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. Now, I can see in the crowd that we do have some new faces, we have some familiar faces, and we have some faces that we haven't seen in some time. So please remember to visit our website at studentsofqom.org and join our Telegram channel for updates. Again, that is Students of Qom. Inshallah, we have programs every Thursday night right here at this location. So please remember to invite your friends and their families, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala So the founding father of the Islamic Republic, Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, he says, come and listen to a sermon from Allah. Come and listen to a sermon from Allah, where Allah says, for all of you to rise up and rise up for the sake of Allah. Come to a sermon from Allah where Allah says, come and rise up, Rise up for the sake of Allah. Rise up individually against the internal satanic enemies that are fighting against you. And all together rise up in the face of satanic powers across the world. And Imam Khomeini says that if taking a stand, and this taking a stand, and this movement is divine, and it is for the sake of Allah, you will be victorious. You will be victorious. O Muslims of the world, O oppressed people of the world, take each other's hands, turn towards Allah, seek refuge in Islam, and protest for the rights of your nations against the arrogant powers and the transgressors of the world. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So for my last, as we are also commemorating tonight, we talked about Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam in the beginning of the program. For those who weren't in the beginning of the program, it's usually good to come on time because you benefit fully from the program. In the beginning of the program, we talked about Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. And so now, since we are also commemorating the shahadat, the martyrdom of Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, we should also put forth one little ode to Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil as we are commemorating his martyrdom as well. So with your permission, I will humbly offer just a few quick and humble words. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal fajr. We remember and we cherish in our hearts and our souls. We remember and we cherish in our hearts and our souls the shahadat of the esteemed and noble Muslim ibn Aqil ibn Abi Talib. Muslim ibn Aqil, the nephew of Amir al-Mu'mineen, al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Muslim ibn Aqil, the cousin of Sayyid al-Shuhada, al-Imam Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Muslim ibn Aqil, the cousin of Alamdare Karbala, Ghazi Abbas ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal fajr. Muslim ibn Aqil, the shaheed of Kufa. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's jealousy. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's greed. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's fear. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's cowardice. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's betrayal. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's lack of faith. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's lack of trust in Allah. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's lack of basirat. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's lack of ma'rifah. Muslim ibn Aqil, the one martyred due to the people's misunderstanding of wilayah. In ode of you, O Muslim ibn Aqil, Nare Haydari.